Beer with Pleasant Strangers, episode 4.
All right, welcome back. I'm back in my buddy Sean's backyard here. We're going to do we're doing some tastings tonight. And we're going to do a tasting of a beer just released, very recently released, called Rye Barrel-Aged Vietnamese Speedway Stout.
Now say that 10 times fast.
Rye Barrel-Aged Vietnamese Speedway
Faster.
Stout. Blah, 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 blah. No. So a little bit of background for those of you who don't know. Ale Smith here in San Diego, mm-hmm. terrific, wonderful local brewery, has produced over the years a number of different Speedway Stout variants. If you ever had Speedway Stout, it's delicious. It's an Imperial Stout made with coffee. Mm-hmm. Super tasty, super crushable. It's like 12%, and like comes in a 750 milliliter bottle. It's a decent, it's a strong beer. And they do barrel aged versions of that beer. And then they've done some variants over the years. They do something called the Speedway Grand Prix every year, San Diego Beer Week. They do like 16 different crazy versions of the, Speedway Stout that they've, you know, their employees have dreamt up, you know, like they've had like blueberry pancake, maple syrup, Speedway. They've had like Hammerhead double espresso coffee,
triple hammerhead.
Yeah, like some crazy, some really interesting stuff. Several years back, they did one with Vietnamese coffee, which is brewed with sweetened condensed milk.
Yes.
So they took basically coffee brewed in the Vietnamese method with sweetened condensed milk, and they incorporated that into Speedway Stout, made a really, really tasty non-barrel-aged variant of Speedway Stout. It was so popular. I believe it won the Grand Prix the year that it came out. This was, I forget which year.
And that, I believe, is why they...
So they bottled it, and then they decided to do a barrel-aged version of it. And so the very first barrel-aged version of Vietnamese Speedway Stout came out in 2014.
Is it 14?
I'm pretty sure it was 2014.
For some reason, I thought it was 13.
We'll have to check on that. Fact checkers, go fact check that for us. But it came out, and it was extremely popular. It tasted like insane, you know, like the vanilla, the sweetened condensed milk added like a sweet vanilla kind of not quite ice cream kind of flavor to it, like to add it with the coffee and then the dark roasted malts and like the bourbon and all that stuff. Just a phenomenal beer. They decided to redo that beer. They re-released it last year in 2016. But along the way, they decided, hey, why don't we throw a bunch of it into rye whiskey barrels and release that? So this year, 2017, they released the rye barrel-aged version of that. So that brings us to today. So this is the very
first.
It was 2014. Thank you, fact checkers, for checking on that for us. So we're going to open a bottle of the rye barrel-aged Vietnamese Speedway Stout, just released like a week ago. And when this podcast goes up, it will have been maybe a few more weeks. But we're going to find out what we think of it. So Sean, who I like to call Small Pour Sean, is going to he's going to utilize his Waterford Crystal tasting glass that actually is large enough to hold an entire 750 milliliters worth of beer. It's literally a wine glass. I mean, it's a wine bottle.
The whole
thing fits inside a Waterford Crystal glass. So, Sean, I guess you'll just have to tell us what you think of it, because I guess I'm not getting any. Neither is the camera guy.
I'm about to pound it.
We're all getting mono.
So, please don't. Just leave a little bit left. Small pour, Sean. Leave a small pour left for us.
Ooh. You get the first taste.
Oh, you're too kind. You're too kind. So it smells like, it smells kind of like maple syrup. It smells a little bit like maple syrup to me, just the smell. Maybe that's just the rye.
Yeah, I kind of get a touch of it.
Maybe it's just the coffee melding with that.
It could be that, and also like the coffee with the sweetness a little bit.
And I don't know, we can read the bottle. I don't know what type of whiskey, like what type of rye whiskey barrels they aged it in. So it had a nice little bit of head lacing kind of that went away pretty quick. It's kind of hard to tell with this gigantic Waterford Crystal glass that we've got here. I keep saying Waterford Crystal. I could just say giant snifter. Let's give it a taste. Definitely like some burnt caramelized sugars. I get that vanilla. that heavy, like,
oh man,
like latte, almost like a vanilla latte, like coffee, just
oh yeah,
richness, extremely very rich, but not like cloyingly like sweet
marshmallows.
Our director of photography
s'mores
says it's marshmallows and s'mores. It's pretty good.
Yeah,
it has that roasty kind of aspect. Yeah, okay, I could get the s'mores. I could get behind the s'mores analogy. I could get the little bit of graham cracker. Like, there's a little bit of spice from the rye, I feel like, that's in there. Like, it gets a little bit of, like a roasty spice kind of
barrel,
flavor, like a smoked spice.
The rye whiskey is pretty hot on this, I would still say, on the finish. It very, very much, and I'm not saying this in a detracting way, it very much kind of thins out towards the end and leaves you with just kind of a tongue full of that just straight rye whiskey, in my opinion.
The sweetened condensed milk I can smell, like, big time, you know, on the nose of it. And I think, you know, I mean, it smells like milk that has had Fruity Pebbles, like, soaking in it for, like hours. It's just been chilling. Like, it's just turned into, like, Fruity Pebbles chocolate milk or something like that. That's kind of what it smells like.
That
glass is huge. So huge. Yeah, coming over here.
I'm coming back. Oh,
man. Our director of photography, Aaron, is going to try to pour it into a glass. Go for it, dude. Just know that if you spill any of it, you're buying
it. It's incredibly rare. Nice.
Now you can see the head. Mm-hmm.
this beer sold out in no time, flat on the internet. So go internet. Man, Alesmith, like, I mean,
so from the beginning, I'm gonna go through my tasting notes from start.
Do it.
To finish.
Get that big slurp in there.
So, to me, in the beginning, it starts out, it's very, very fluffy. It's very, I mean, our cameraman says marshmallows. I would say a little more, like, airy and smooth, but I think it's kind of helped out a lot by that condensed milk, I guess, that went in it. I get a lot of the sweetness up front, and also a lot of chocolate. In the middle part, because this is a Russian Imperial Stout,
yeah.
I get in the middle part of the body, that's where that really kind of showcases where that kind of, like, almost like bitterness from the Russian Imperial Stout comes through, and also the coffee. And I say bitterness, it's not a bad thing. It helps balance out the sweetness up front. And then, as I said before, if the finish, to me, is almost just straight rye whiskey from the barrel, it thins out, and that's what's lingering behind on my tongue.
Wow.
Do you disagree?
No, not at all. No,
I know your descriptors are typically much more colorful than mine.
No, I agree. Yeah, it's different from, it's different than barrel aged Vietnamese Speedway style.
Because that one's bourbon, right?
Bourbon, yes.
I would say, personally, I believe the bourbon fits with the style of the stout just slightly better. But this is kind of interesting because the rye just adds a real nice spiced aspect to it, which complements the flavors, but not as much as the vanilla does from the bourbon.
This was a good move, I think, for them to do this and go ahead and bottle it. I think it was a solid move. Gosh, man, so good.
Because they... So just good. Bottled straight cash.
Yeah, bottled cash. I mean, yeah. At this point, I mean, if they do this beer in any variation, it's going to sell out instantaneously. Some of their other releases don't sell out that fast, but who's counting, right? I mean, they'll sell them all eventually. One of these days, we'll have to do a tasting of Boxcar Speedway, because that's a fascinating style of Speedway variant.
It's pretty unique.
Pretty
and
unique.
I haven't had it yet.
Oh, well.
I do have a can in my fridge.
You do? Oh, well.
I could shotgun it and give you the tasting notes.
We might have to pop that. Yeah, might have to smile. That's going to, small pour, it's going to look like a small pour in this glass right here. All right, so the verdict is in. I mean, it's phenomenal. It's unique. I think we're both agree that regular barrel-aged Vietnamese Speedway Stout, if you put them side by side and said pick one, that regular barrel-aged Vietnamese Speedway Stout would edge this one out.
I believe so, in terms of
its cohesiveness. This one is a little more like of a renegade, a little wild, wild west. A little bit.
Yeah, I think the rye barrels kind of more complement something more along the lines of like, what was it, rye double DBA, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Where I believe, in that case, I believe the rye barrels really complemented the style of
Firestone,
DBA.
Firestone Walker rye double DBA is what he's talking about.
But this
about,
much,
yeah.
I would, this one I would definitely say the bourbon barrels. Keep it.
I mean, who cares? We've got a giant... giant glass.
It's delicious.
5 out of 5 says our director of photography, our cameraman, Aaron. Cheers, Aaron.
Cheers.
If you want any more, there appears to be a decent quantity left right here. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope these tasting notes were useful, if anything, for you. We'll catch you next time. And in the meantime, don't be a stranger. Thanks for listening.